Hi, I'm Gary Stewart, and welcome to Staff Notes. I work in the Office of Government and Community Relations here at Cornell. I'm also a member of the Employee Assembly. Today, Staff Notes is shooting at Trillium next to Kennedy Hall, Trillium Dining, and we're going to be talking to Andrea Johnson, who works on the line here at Trillium. She usually works in the salad bar, and we're going to hear about her life here at Cornell and outside of work as well. Andrea, thanks for being on Staff Notes.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you. Thank you.
Hi.
Andrea, for starters, can you tell us a little about your background, where you were raised, and your job here at Cornell?
Sure. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. I was raised in a little village called Carenage, and I migrated to the U.S. after I had my daughters, and they wanted to come to college. And they came to Cornell, and that's it.
So your daughters have been students here at Cornell?
Very long time ago, yes, they have been.
So they graduated from Cornell?
They did, yeah.
And where do they live now?
In Ithaca with me.
Wonderful. What was it like during your childhood growing up in Trinidad? So you went to school there. What did your parents do? What was your childhood like in general?
It was very exciting, as every other childhood. My father was an artisan fisherman, so I spent most of my time by the seaside.
And when your daughters were looking at schools, how did you and them come to choose Cornell?
As a matter of fact, my daughters went to Boys and Girls High School in Brooklyn, and the then counselor, also a West Indian, thought that it would be fit for them to come to Cornell.
Yeah. Wonderful. And how long have you been living in Ithaca?
Under about 4 years. About 4 years. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if we've had that severe of a winter the last few years, but it's a little different than Trinidad, isn't it?
It's very different, and the winters has been very severe, but I still like the area.
Good. Yeah. Tell us about your job here at Trillium. What do you do every day?
At Trillium, my job is very exciting. I do the salad bar, sometimes I do the deli area, and pretty recently I've been doing the cash register, which is very exciting.
And you deal with this primarily with students. Some staff and faculty come in here, but a lot of students, right?
Yeah. A lot of students, and I enjoy it because my first 2 years was at Appel, and I made a lot of relationship with students, and after moving here, some of them didn't know where I was, and when they found me, everyone was very excited. So I'm in the customer service business, and I enjoy being with the students.
That's wonderful. So the students know you, they call you by name, and did they tell you about like how their things are going for them and what they're studying and things like that?
As a matter of fact, I have developed a good relationship with some of the students, in so much that at my first year at TC3, I had to do a customer service and I had to interview a student. And I chose one of my students from here at Cornell, and I got an A+ in my paper.
Wonderful. So you folks work very hard here every day. People are going to come. Make orders. They're gonna buy different food. What are your coworkers like? So you really must have a team effort here, correct?
As the one of the logos for Cornell Dining is the team spirit, the teamwork, and I think it's very handy in these departments where we, from different culture, we have different makeup, but we could still work together as a team to produce what Cornell expects us to produce to the customers.
In your position, do you work year-round? Do you get some time off during the summer and breaks? What's your schedule like?
Well, I work year-round, but right now I have no breaks because I'm going to school full-time. So when I'm off duty at work, I'm on duty at school.
Wonderful. And tell us about going to school full-time, where you're going, and what you're studying.
I'm going to TC3, which is Tompkins County, and I'm studying hotel and restaurant management because I want to become the best I could be in the job that I'm doing.
That's wonderful. So do you take your classes out at the Dryden campus? Do you drive out to Dryden, or do you go to TC3 downtown?
And my first year, I drove to Dryden in the morning, and I also went to the Ithaca Extension. But because of my work schedule for this semester, I'm doing most of my classes online.
Wonderful. And what do you hope to do once you complete your education with TC3?
Well, once I complete my education, I hope I'll be in a position to offer the management of Cornell Dining some of my personal skills, my intellectual skills, and make Cornell Dining a better place where all the students could enjoy a good time away from home.
Wonderful. So you seem like you really like working at Cornell. Why is it? What do you like working? What's about Cornell that makes you like working here?
I am a hospitality person. I've been in the hospitality industry for over 20 years. My previous work history was at Medgar Evers College in Brooklyn, and I like being at Cornell because it's offered me an opportunity to interact with adults, with students, and it's so diverse. It's like a melting pot. You have people of different culture, race, creed, and all of us still come together to make a good unity.
So you have a very, very busy life. What do you like to do when you're not working and you're not going to school and you're not studying? What are your hobbies or what are your interests?
So extra time I have, I use it to do some walking because I want to keep fit. Then I play with my grandchildren. I have two grandchildren, a boy and a girl, and it's very exciting. And on my off time, I do volunteer service. I sometimes go at GIAC and do volunteer service, and I'm very active in my church ministry, women's group.
And which church do you go to?
I go to Calvary Baptist Church.
So that's great. I mean, we've had a lot of folks on this show over the years that have connections with Calvary, and I know a lot of people down there, including Reverend Wright and Cale Walker and all those wonderful people. And isn't it great with GIAC now that they have that new space down there? Isn't it beautiful?
It's very beautiful. It's very, very beautiful. I've been there, and I served with the director for the youth camp, and it was very exciting. Yeah.
And tell us about your grandchildren. How old are they, and what are their names?
My first granddaughter, she is 13 years. Her name is Brianna Johnson Morris Holt, and she goes to DeWitt. As a matter of fact, last night she was inducted into the Honor Society. And my next grandchild is Benjamin Holt, and he was 3 years yesterday.
Wow, so yesterday was a big day for the family. You had a birthday, and then you had a National Honor Society induction at DeWitt Middle School.
It was a great, exciting day, and we were up to about 11 o'clock enjoying ourselves. Even, as a father.
Even the three-year-old?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
How many credits are you taking? How many classes are you taking out of TC3?
I'm taking 12 credits full-time.
And I know TC3 has a connection with Cornell, that they do some different things. Did Cornell help you connect with those classes at TC3?
Not particularly, but I'm hoping that once I'm finished at TC3, I'll just transfer to Cornell to continue at the hotel school. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we like to conclude each of our shows with a very simple question, and it's if you were the president of Cornell University for a day, what would you do with your time?
You know, I thought about this question over and over, and a little bit apprehensive because there's so much that could be done, although there's a lot that is being done. And I think that if I was the president, I would want to interact a little more with the freshmen, go to the classes, see how they do things, relate to them, and see how important it is for them to leave their homes and come here, a home away from home, and to really make them feel accepted and comfortable as they study.
Well, Andrea, it's wonderful the work that you do with the students and everything, and I think that you've been a great guest here on Staff Notes, and I'm sure that the students really look forward to seeing your smiling face every day.
Thank you, and I think they do, because sometimes they would come by and say, Andrea, we miss your smiling face at a bell.
You've been watching Staff Notes. We've been filming a Trillium today. My guest has been Andrea Johnson, who's an employee for Cornell Dining and a great student at TC3. My name is Gary Stewart. Thanks for watching.